Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. You know that diamonds are formed under pressure. It's talked about all the time. And I used to be uncomfortable putting pressure on somebody because it feels like change is organic. You know, it comes when it's ready. But people get coaching for a reason, and I get coaching for a reason. Because I want to be put under pressure. I want someone that I respect to put the kind of pressure on me that calls me forward. They see me in my next size. They see me in my next incarnation. And they're calling me forward. So they're putting me under pressure. They're putting pressure on me. I talk about this regularly. Be a demand for blank. Be a demand for coaching. When you're ready to make a shift, put your hand up. Come to the masterclass. Be a demand for what you need or what you're not even sure you need, but you know there's something. Put your hand up. Put some pressure on the situation. So you get to put some pressure on yourself, and I get to put it on you as well. What I do with myself lately is I put pressure on and I squeeze hard at times because I know that that's what I need to sharpen, to become ready for the next thing that I'm creating. You would already be where you're envisioning if you were in the vibration of it, if you were standing up there. So let's talk about a couple different examples. And I've used this before. But you get to try things on for size, and then you step into them. Kind of like when you're a little kid, you're growing into the clothes. Your parents bought you the clothes. You're growing so freaking fast that they bought you shoes a half size too big or a size too big. And they bought you clothes that are a little too big because they know you're growing into them. So you're gonna get into a bigger size. Your vision is bigger than you are right now. And then you get to step into it. And how we do that is through some pressure. We apply pressure in certain areas. Sometimes it unconsciously happens, and that's beautiful. And sometimes when it unconsciously happens, we think there's something happening to us, when really it's happening for us. So we can, you know, grow into the size for the vision that we're asking for. So there's all sorts of elements of asking in this, and there's all sorts of elements of trust and elements of pressure. So when you're in that place where you're supposed to trust, and you get to trust that what you've been working on is coming and you get to stay in your vision, part of the pressure being put on you is to stay relaxed and in trust. When perhaps your old paradigm would have you sweating it out, stressing it out, going into unworthiness, going into other times you may have failed or second-guessing yourself. And the pressure is asking, requiring of you to trust and stay in the momentum that will welcome your vision. So I just wanted to talk with you today about some of the elements of expansion. And to create a diamond, that mineral is put under tremendous pressure. As we go through pressure situations, you know, think of the different things that come up and work to derail you when you're on your way to something. Second guessing, doubts. If you're unsure about your next level, your energy you send out is unsure, the universe will deliver to you all sorts of things that make you question yourself. And then you get to let the universe know that you know where you're going and you're not going to fall for it. You get to stay the course. You get to take the pressure and step through it And in doing that, whether you get coaching on it or you can do it yourself, in doing that and stepping through it, you become a new level of yourself and a level that's ever more attracted and attracting your vision, the next level. Like when you're putting on those clothes, you're putting on the big clothes. Your vision is an example of the big clothes, and you're growing into the vision by stepping through these landmines that show up. Self-doubt. For me, a number of times, my mom needing me. My mom falling, or my mom, and yes, those things happened. But what a coincidence. They always happened right when I was under a high pressure, when I was in already a high pressure situation. And then additional pressure would come on top of that. And then I got to choose if I was going to let that be derailing me or if I was going to step up. Because after all, you're designed for this life. You are not given a life that's too big for you to engage in. You're not, you know, I don't know what you believe in, but that force around you, that creation, that God force, God, you're not here bigger than your life. I mean, you're not here smaller than your life, excuse me. So whatever comes up, you get to choose. Am I going to step up to this and get squeezed through this pressure and be bigger? Or is this bigger than me and am I going to stay smaller and cower? And it's okay. Sometimes it takes a few attempts to get bigger. But if you have a coach, which I'm your coach, you know, lean on me and let's step up into it. That's what you're here for. So expansion, transformation, it asks a lot of you. And you're here because you said yes to it. So I just want to, you know, really acclimate you to the markers that normally you might think aren't good markers, but they are. They're markers that you're on the right course. So stay the course, do the work, withstand the pressure, grow from it, step into your next level. Have a beautiful day.